सहस्रेषु
मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु
कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये
कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये
यततामपि सिद्धानां
यततामपि सिद्धानां
कश्चित् मां वेति तत्त्वतः
कश्चित् मां वेति तत्त्वतः
मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु
मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु
कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये
कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये
यततामपि सिद्धानां
यततामपि सिद्धानां
कश्चित् मां वेति तत्त्वतः
कश्चित् मां वेति तत्त्वतः
मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु
मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु
कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये
कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये
यततामपि सिद्धानां
यततामपि सिद्धानां
कश्चित् मां वेति तत्त्वतः
कश्चित् मां वेति तत्त्वतः
सो इन् द सेकेण्ड् श्लोक कृष्णा स्पोक् अबौट् हौ knowledge about Ishvara, knowledge about Brahman is asamshayam and samagram. So it is that knowledge which makes a person complete or gives a person contentment, satisfaction. So yajnyatva neha bhuyo anya jnatavyam avashishyate, after knowing which there remains nothing else to be known. So it is that knowledge which will make a person which will make knowledge, not just knowledge but all aspects of a person complete, the perfect person we can say. So it's kind of ideal state. So it is that state like where a person is blissful. So knowledge has to be interpreted as giving bliss, because if it is just knowledge, then there are people who know most of the things. For example, James Gosling knows everything about Java. Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, they know most of the things about computers. Obama and McCain, they know a lot of things. So they're also like, knowledge is kind of complete in a way. Almost complete, we can say. But what is lacking there is that knowledge which can give bliss. So it's not about just knowledge, but it's about knowledge getting translated or getting converted into bliss. So for a person, for a sadhaka, knowledge has to become bliss. Okay, becoming bliss, it's a relative term or relative sentence there. It's not something that we can just interpret or directly. So it just means that knowledge need not get converted to bliss. So only knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of that entity which makes us know everything, that entity which makes us complete, that alone can get converted into bliss. So finally or ultimately, it comes down to bliss. So this is something that we have to always remember, that for a sadhaka, not just sadhaka, everybody, irrespective of the caste, creed, irrespective of learned, poor, everybody is seeking anandam only. That's the goal of life. Irrespective of whether it is a human being, manushya, or animals, or devatas, everybody has the same goal, the goal of anandam. So it's that anandam which is always there. Anandam means it is Brahma Anandam, it is Nitya Anandam. It is that Anandam which is always there. So that is the goal of everyone. So that is what we have to always remember, that the goal that we are seeking is not realizing Brahman, but ultimately it boils down to happiness or leading a very happy life. So that is what we have to remember, that ultimately, whether it is learning this work or that work or this thing, that thing, it doesn't matter. Finally, do we get bliss? So we do bhajans, we go and meet Amma, we chant Lalita Sahasranama, we learn a lot of scriptures. Does that convert to bliss? If it doesn't convert to bliss, at least it doesn't increase the bliss in us. The bliss in us means there is bliss in us. Sometimes we experience it, sometimes we don't. So when we experience or the contentment or the peace in the mind, is it increasing? Like after doing a particular action, is our happiness level increasing? Can we say, oh, after learning the 12th chapter of Gita, now I feel that I'm not particular about things. I feel that somehow like I'm able to be happy. Or earlier I used to be happy like only whenever the happy days come. But now, daily for at least for some time, I'm able to be happy. So that means happiness level is increasing. So that should happen. It may not give us bliss directly, but is it increasing our happiness level or is it decreasing? So that is what we have to always remember. So that bliss can be attained or got only by one way, which is realizing Brahman. It is Jnanam and Vijnanam about Brahman. So why Brahman alone can't we get by Vishnu? No. By Vishnu, worshipping Vishnu as a form necessarily will not or need not necessarily give us Anandam. Anandam can only be got from realizing that which is eternal, that which is perfect, complete, infinite. So, Yovai Bhuma Tat Sukham. That's why the Nama of Bhuma Rupa. So, Bhuma Rupa, Bhumam or Bhuma means that which is Purnam. So, only a Purna Vastu can give us Anandam, that Anandam which is always there. So, Vishnu's form is not Purnam. If we remember Vishnu's form as Nirguna Brahman, we worship it as Nirguna Brahman. As Nirguna Brahman, it is Pratika Dhyanam. Or we worship a particular symbol. Symbol is Pratikam. Or a particular form, Sagunam. But remembering Nirgunam, remembering that all Advitiya or all pervasive Brahman, Purna Brahman, is what we are targeting. Then we will get Anandam, else we will not get. So it's only the knowledge of that entity which is complete, which is Advitiyam. Oh, does it have to be Advitiyam? Can't it be Dvaitam? No. Dvaitam itself creates limitations. Limitations means there. Dvaitam itself means Desha Kala Vishayam. The three limitations are already there. In that limitations, an entity cannot be eternal. So, eternality or eternal state can come only when for Advitiya Vastu, that which is non-dual, that which alone exists. So that alone can give us Anandam, that there is only one entity in the entire world that satisfies these criteria, the criteria of like unlimited, eternal, Purnam, infinite, etc. So that is called Nirguna Brahman. We can worship a particular form, but it's fine. Remembering it as Nirguna Brahman, that is fine. So, that Brahman is what Krishna is telling, I am, Maam Nyasyasi. You will know me, means me as Nirguna Brahman, Jnanam and Vijnanam of me, in direct or theoretical knowledge as well as experiential knowledge of me. That is what Krishna says. So, there can be a doubt here, a very important doubt. Oh, what you say is that if I get Jnanam and Vijnanam of this one entity which is called Brahman, which alone is real, of course Brahma Satyam Jagannmithya, it is Advitiya Satyam, so it alone is real, whatever else is only an illusion. So that real entity, if I get Jnanam and Vijnanam, and of course you are already going to give the ways for Jnanam and Vijnanam, you are going to give me, so if you give me, then I'll definitely realize. Then, why do I see a lot of people not realized? So, Gautama Ananda, like Ramakrishna Mission, Chennai Ramakrishna Mission head, he used to say, he himself is a Jeevan Mukta, he is perfectly in Brahman. So he is a Jeevan Mukta, but while speaking about Brahmajnanis, he said once, oh, Brahmajnanis are very rare, handful. He himself is a Brahmajnani, but his humility is that he says they are handful. So Jnanis of Jeevan Muktas are handful. Oh no, I know quite a lot of Jeevan Muktas around me. Yes, how many Jeevan Muktas do we know, and how many Baddha Purishas we know? If we compare or if we take the ratio, then we'll find that it is much, much like 1:1,000, 1:10,000, more than that. We know many people, like if we list down people we know and then try to find out like how many are Jeevan Muktas, we'll find very few. Very, very few. Oh, is Amrita Swarupa Ananda Jeevan Mukta? That is a different question. We don't need to answer that. Like when Amma is there, everybody who works under Amma is Amma. They're not different from Amma, so there's no point analyzing things that way. But other than Amma, how many are there? Paramartha, the Ananda Saraswati, Tejomi Ananda, got 4. And then Nochu Rengadraman, Balakrishnan Nayar, 5, 6, that's it. Gautama Ananda is there, so 6, 7, that's it. That's the number of people I know as Jeevan Muktas. Out of many, many thousands of people that I know. My Pune training badge is 76. Number of people, my college was 50 or 45 or something. So that is like, so it is, it's not like though. So what I'm trying to tell here is that Jeevan Muktas are very rare. So there can be a doubt when Krishna says that you will get Anandam. So why are not many people getting that Anandam? Why aren't people realized? So Krishna anticipates such a doubt. Like he is telling, it is very easy. In certain places, in the 5th chapter of Veda, Krishna said, Sukham Bandhat Pramuchyate. The person who sees oneness everywhere, Sukham Bandhat, Bandhat, from bondage, Pramuchyate. He gets liberated from bondage, Sukham. Sukham means very easily. So, this is very easy. What you are telling is direct. It seems to be really easy because you have given it. You are saying like you are going to give. It's like an encyclopedia of that knowledge which will give me Anandam. Then why aren't there many Jeevan Muktas? That is what Krishna answers in this particular shloka. It's a very important shloka that explains as to why there aren't many Jeevan Muktas in the world. So Manushyanam Sahasreshu. Manushyanam Sahasreshu Manushyanam. Out of 1,000 men, Kashchit Yatati Siddhaye. Siddhaye. Siddhaye means for Siddhi. Siddhi here means perfection or Anandam. So Kashchit. Kashchit means very few. Yatati. Yatati means strive. Siddhaye for Siddhi. So very few strive for this Anandam. Out of thousands of people, okay, thousand, oh, so only out of thousand. Krishna's time, thousand is like Purusha Sukta says, Sahasra Shirsha Purusha, same Krishna also uses it. Sahasra path and all he uses. So Sahasram is a Vedic way of telling many. So we have to convert that Sahasram to our time, which may be millions. So out of millions of people, rarely one or two strive for perfection. Strive for perfection means very few seek perfection. So though it is very easy, though it is the path or the way to, this is Anandam, this is how you gain it, it's very clear. So though it is very clear, but still there are very few who really seek it. Oh, so those few seekers, at least they will realize, no. Out of those few seekers, yatatam abhisiddhanam, out of those striving perfectionist. So that means, like, out of those people, those few who strive for perfection, kaschid maam veti tatvatah, kaschid, very few out of those striving seekers, maam veti know me, tatvatah, know me in reality. Know me in reality means asamshayam samagram. So, out of those thousands of people who strive for this knowledge, who seek this knowledge, still fewer are those who succeed in it. So therefore, it is very rare. So though it is very easy, it's like a textbook. Krishna gives a textbook way of, textbook way or textbook solution for moksha. But still, first thing is trying for moksha. So at least we are blessed that we at least have moksha in our mind, though we don't seek it. But that's also fine, like, for a number of reasons we don't give it high priority, but still, as long as we are seekers, we seek it, that itself is very rare. So that is, it's a very, very similar shloka that Katho Upanishad says, that rare aschariyo vakta, a person or speakers of Brahman, speakers of this anandam which is unspeakable, because this is a direct experience. It's not something that can be, that we can easily try to explain, because manovacha magochara. So it is very tough to speak, but still aschariyo vakta, strange, mysterious or very strange, miraculous are speakers of this Brahman. Kushalo asya labdha kushalah, labdha, people who get to listen about Brahman, kushalah, they are blessed indeed. Aschariyo nyata kushala anushishtah, after getting kushala anushishtah, after being blessed with teaching about Brahman, strange are people who really realize it. So it is very rare indeed. It's really rare. So, Shankara, as per Shankara, like, even Manushya Janmam itself is rare. So, in Manushya Janmam, we have to gain or know that there is something called Brahman, learn from or hear from somewhere, and then seek it. So, things are very rare. But at least, so that explains as to why we don't see too many realized people. Though the path is set, it is not that easy. Durgam padastat kavayo vadanti. Durgam padaha. Durgam means very tough. Very tough, secretive. So durgam padaha tat kavayo vadanti. Noise of the truth say that this path is very tough indeed, very secretive. Iti guhyatamam shastram idam uktam mayanaga. 15th chapter, Krishna says, iti guhyatamam shastram, guhyatamam. So guhyam means secretive, guhyam, guhyataram, guhyatamam. So guhyatamam means superlative, it's like good, better, best. So guhyatamam means very secretive. So this is very secretive knowledge, it's very tough to even to get it. But we are blessed, at least we get it. But out of those getting people also, very few. That itself is a hand few. If we consider 1,000, out of 3,000 people, 3 people strive for perfection. Out of those 3 people, hardly one, not even one. Out of 1,000 such strivers. So that means we need to have 1,000 into 1,000 initial set, of which 1,000 strivers or seekers are there. Of those 1,000 seekers, one will realize, one will really know me, or one will know me in reality. So that is what Krishna says. So though this knowledge is available to everybody, but still very few people really seek it in the first place. And those people who seek it, because of n number of reasons, it gets backlogged, it gets a low priority, so it goes to the background, and thereby they are not able to realize. So that explains as to why there aren't people who many people who have realized or realized saints are not many, because it is not that simple as we think. So we may think, or we may ask, okay, why don't like people really seek it? And if people seek it out of seeker, people who seek it, why not realize it? Okay, first thing is, why not seek it? This is a logical explanation. You will get anandam, why not seek it? But people are so used to illusions, so used to limited happiness, that they don't want real happiness. My sister once told this story. One of the Swamiji's Chinmaya Mission, Swamiji used to tell that story. So what happened was, one day a person put a board outside his house saying that he can make the sound of a pig. I think pig or cow or something, I don't remember which animal, some animal. Yeah, pig. Yeah. Pig. So he can make the sound of a pig. So like a lot of people wanted to listen to him making the sound of a pig. And there was like, he put a ticket, entry ticket. And then he started earning a lot of money because of it. So his neighbor thought, oh, he has like, he is getting a lot of money, so let me try out a better way. Let me get a real pig and then put a ticket, entrance ticket I can put. He tried it out. What happened was, nobody came. Why? Because people are used to the false pig, that they don't want to listen to the real pig. So Gautama Ananda gives another reason for it. Realization. So that is first step. First step is, people don't want it. People don't want eternal bliss. People just want temporary bliss. Partly the reason is that aham and mama will vanish. The people around me will vanish. Like the Uddhava pig story. The pig wants like its family. It wants filth. It wants all those. Without that, it cannot survive. So similarly, therefore people are unable to get rid of attachment. They don't want to get rid of attachment. If they get moksha without getting rid of attachment, they are ready to accept it. That is one. And the second, so that is about why people don't seek it. So people don't seek it because they know about it, many people, but still they don't want it. And then, like, people who are seeking it, out of those, like, out of such striving seekers, very few really know me, because of those striving seekers, many are not able to overcome the bondages of life. So this path, Durgam Kataha, it's a very tough path, as Ramakrishna Ananda says. It's like walking along the edges of a razor. Any moment we can fall down. And when we fall down in the spiritual path, as we learn from awakened children, when we fall down in the spiritual path, when we commit mistakes, being a spiritual seeker, then we will get the benefit soon. So generally, actions, whatever actions we do, we may not get the fruit now. We may get it some other time. We may get it at a later point of time. But for people who are spiritual seekers, they'll get instant effect. So if they commit any mistakes, immediately it'll come to them. So it will immediately affect them. So there are a lot of bondages which a person is unable to do it. And though the way is there, but still it is not that easy to overcome. So as Amma says, like, it's something that we have accumulated over many, many births. So what we have accumulated over many births is very tough. Habits or vasanas are not easy to get rid of. We are so used to them that getting rid itself is a big project. It is almost impossible. That is the reason why, though there are people who seek it, out of those seekers, very few realize. Because it is a tough path. It needs a lot of patience. It needs discipline. It needs all good qualities. It needs removal of bad qualities. It is not that easy as it appears. So, though this might, like, we might think that, oh, Krishna says, Jnanam Deham, it is very easy, and after learning the seventh chapter of Gita, I will realize it may not be that simple. It is simple. It's not that the truth is not simple. The way Krishna explains it is not simple. The way Krishna explains it is very simple, but it depends on our state as well as to how we approach it. So if we really seek it out, saying that, okay, I want this, as Swami Vivekananda used to say, stop not until the goal is reached. So if that attitude is there, then we become seekers who seek it, one, and then we will not have any bondages as well, because we are able to, we won't have any bondages because we want it. That means it is high priority, all other things will step aside for this, thereby such a person will definitely realize. So this is a very important shloka. This it I have said like many times, I know I have quoted it many times, like in many places. So from ultimate viewpoint, like when a person knows jnanam and savijnanam, by knowing which everything is known, there is nothing like some people seek, some people realize and all, because everything is realized, everything is Brahman. But when we are initial seekers, we may get the doubt as to, oh, this seems very easy, but still, if it is so easy, then why not Bill Gates? Why not Steve Jobs seek it? Why isn't Obama seeking it? Those are very intelligent people. If they don't, Vishwanathan Anand, their intellect, or Gary Kasparov, their intellect are very sharp, because chess needs very sharp intellect. So they are sharp. So even though they are sharp, they don't seek this. They are not realized. So initial seekers might get the doubt. So this explains that. It explains those doubts that it is simple, it is very simple. But often, that which is very simple is very tough indeed. So trying to be natural is very tough. So we may, like if we watch serials or like if we encounter people in US, we may find some people telling that, okay, it's very tough to be natural. I can try to be somebody else, but it's really tough for me to be natural. Some people might even think that way. That or say that, oh, I've tried but I cannot be natural somehow. Being natural is very, very tough. So we are so used to artificial things that our very nature, has like as Amma said, strange. Whatever she said yesterday, like we didn't discuss, but it is the same concept, strange. You feel my attitude as strange, but it is your ego which is strange, because ego is not part of the self. Our own self has become very strange. If somebody seeks the self, Manishyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye, if there are people who strive for perfection, we consider them as strange. And of those striving people, if somebody realizes like Paramatma, we'll go and tell them, oh, what is this? So even now, when wherever my sister goes to give discourse, people go to her and ask her, okay, can you, like, you are so young, so can you go back and marry? I think you should do it. So that is how, like, even if a person realizes, that is strange. That is very strange, because it is our natural state. We are so used to artificial state that natural becomes very tough. So it is very easy, therefore it is very tough. Tadure tadu antike. It is very easy, very simple, yet very tough. Some very simple things are in fact very tough indeed. Tough things like may be very simple to do, but simple things may be very tough to do. And the same applies here as well. But there's only one thing that is required for a person to realize. That is, if a person has a strong desire that I want moksha, then he becomes a striving seeker. Striving seeker with strong desire for moksha. That strong desire for moksha will ensure that he realizes. So both those categories he will fall into. this shloka is not much. It is very simple. The meaning is very simple, but still we should understand that there is another aspect to it, like which would help us in the spiritual path if we realize that this is very rare indeed. So there are many people, okay, of the first category, striving seekers. Does everybody know about Brahman? No. Many people just think that things are only temporary. So they don't get a chance to listen to this truth. They don't get a chance to listen to the truth. So we should consider ourselves really blessed. And not just blessed, we have got the rarest of opportunity to learn Gita. That itself is very great. And after learning Gita, we can go to the next level. So, knowing that it is very rare, very few people really get this knowledge or seek this knowledge, that would at least make us think and work towards becoming a realized self. Why is realized self essentially required? It is essentially required because we are already the self. It is a pity that we are already the self. We are already the self. So though we are the self, but still we don't know it. We are Anandam in nature, but still we keep on seeking it. Unmai tedi tedi ulagellam naan alaindhen ulagellam payanam seidhum unmaye kaanavillai unmai kaana alaindha naan unnidathil vandhen amma உறவோடு காப்பாத்து உண்மை காட்ட வேண்டும் அம்மா. I have searched for the truth in the entire world, but I am not able to find it. And having lost all hope, I came to you. And then I found that you are the truth. You have the truth. Show me the truth. So it is easy, and we have to strive for it, because after knowing that we are the self, it is a pity if we don't really realize it. After knowing that this is very rare, a different perspective, after knowing it is very rare, we should really seek it. After knowing that we are the self, but having forgotten it, we should seek it. If we don't seek it, it is not good. It is really bad that at least if we fail, it's fine, but we have to put our effort into it. Okay, I will strive for this. We will continue the discussion. Yeah?
Yeah.